Praise the Lord. How's everybody today? It's a nice turnout. I'm just so glad and thankful to God for this opportunity to speak the word. Amen. The word of God is the truth. Amen. And Jesus said, "We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free." Today, I want to talk a little bit about the ministry of reconciliation. I've heard a lot today, people were hitting on that. Getting out of ourselves, letting people know that there is a God who loves us. Amen, God is real. As the elder said yesterday, I was had to take my grandson to New York, to JFK Airport out in Queens. I've never been there. And we left yesterday. We left Friday morning to take him up. And I went to my daughter's house and stayed there for a while. So we said, let's go into New York because I don't know how the traffic's going to be. And a brother was saying that we need God all the time. Trust me, we need God all the time. Especially when you're driving through New York City. I don't know. I pray all of them are Christians to get through it. I don't know how to get through it without God. Amen. But thank God we made it. I prayed the whole time. My wife and I was at each other for a little bit. And I had to, you know, sometimes you got to sit back and let the Lord take over. Amen. Because we can get into ourselves. And like the brother said, we forget that we're Christians. We forget that we have the wisdom of God. Amen. And so God got us through it. We had a chance to see the city. I took my two grandsons, and they'd never seen the city. So it turned out to be great. Amen. But today we're going to talk about the ministry of reconciliation. And before I get started, let's have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you again for this privilege, this honor, this opportunity to speak your word. I pray, God, that you use me as your vessel, as your instrument, that you will speak through me. Holy Spirit, that you will lead me, that you will guide me, that the words out of my mouth are inspired by you, Lord, that it will rest on, that the seed will be planted on good ground of our hearts today. That, Lord, you will water that seed and you will make it grow. And God, you will turn us into what you will have us to be. I pray that your will be done in this place today. Not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The ministry of reconciliation. Before I get started, I want to give you two words today. Reconcile. Reconcile means to restore a friendship after an estrangement. An estrange, what does estrange mean? To arouse hatred or indifference where there had been love or caring. To disassociate or remove oneself. So God has reconciled us back to himself through Christ. Amen. He has restored to us his love, his power, his direction, and he's given us a job to do. We need to get the word out to our brothers and sisters, to our loved ones, that God has reconciled the world through Christ back into himself. Everyone has an opportunity to receive Christ. Amen. Jesus didn't die just for the religious, so he died for the whole world. He died for the sins of the world. Have you ever heard somebody say, "I don't believe that God would send someone to hell"? And I tell them he doesn't. He never had. They send themselves. Jesus left glory
Amen.
Came to this earth, hung on a cross and died, and God raised him. And all we have to do is accept that in our hearts. And if we reject that, to me, then hell is a good place for you. After all God has done.
Amen.
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 2 Corinthians chapter 5, begin at verse 14. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, and that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Christ died for us, not for his sake, but for our sake. We needed a Savior. Amen. So, for all he has done, we should live not for our need, for our own selfishness, but for him. Amen. Wherefore, whensoever know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. What he's saying here is we ought to stop judging people on what we see. Amen? Because what's in people's heart is what is the real deal. If you look at the next verse, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all, I underline that word, all, things are become new. If anyone is in Christ, let me read that to you out the Amplified. It says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. See, when we are in Christ, when we receive Christ, you know, that used to confuse me. Because I said, it said all things have become new. But my body wasn't new. I was bald when I received Christ, and I was still bald afterwards. I was 40 years old, and I was still 40 years old. So how did all things become new? And when I understood this, it's our spirit, the spirit man. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, Paul says, I pray that your body, soul, and spirit be at peace. See, man is consist of, man is a spirit. We were made in the image of God. Jesus said that God is a spirit. I think Jesus should know who God is. He was with him from the beginning. So we were created in the image of God. So that makes us a spirit. We have a soul, thinking, our intellect, our feelings, and we live in a body. Amen? So when I received Christ, my spirit was reconnected to God. Hallelujah. See, now God can talk to me. Amen? Because he can get past this sinful body and these sinful thoughts and go directly to my spirit. And see, the Holy Spirit talks to my spirit. And see, and then it says, the next verse says, in verse 18, it says that all things are of God. See, from my spirit point of view now, God is dealing with me. Romans 12 and 1 says that we should renew our minds. See, now we got to start thinking and seeing ourselves as God sees us.
Amen.
Amen. God sees me as a new creation, a new creature. And see, that's why he says here, Paul says, we used to judge Jesus after the flesh. As when he walked the earth, that's what they saw. But when he's gone, now see, they have to see the Spirit. And see, when we start judging people, we don't know what's in their hearts. Amen.
That's right.
And how can I reconcile? How can I tell you how good God is if I'm judging you? I'm going to run you away.
Amen.
They ran me away. I was raised in the church. My mother was very religious. Amen. From the time I can remember, we were made to go to church. And when I went to church, we went over in Law and we was in church all day. We had morning service, take a break, noon service, take a break, and then we had the evening service. So we were gone all day long. Amen.
Amen.
And it was religious. People would sit up and talk about people. And you know, it ran me away from the church. I didn't want that. But when I was 40, I got saved. And God touched my heart. Amen. I had an encounter with the Lord. And I was filled with His Spirit. And He showed me that man, the real man, is a spirit. When Adam sinned in the garden, remember, God said, the day you eat, you shall surely die. Adam lived 900 some years. He died spiritually. He died. And Jesus, when He died and rose again, we were reconnected to God. Hebrews 4 said, now we can go boldly before the throne of grace. I don't need to go to no man to talk to God. Amen. I can go right to the throne and talk to my Savior, my Father, my God. Amen. You see, that's what it means with relationship. How do you have a relationship? We have to get to know God, not know of God. Amen. We need to know Him, know His love, His power, His wisdom. He said, if we can give good gifts being evil, how much more will the Father give? God loves us. Amen. In spite of us, He loves us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I love this brother and this brother. I'm grateful. I'm a grateful man today. Amen. I grew up, and after we were in church, and my father died when I was 14 years old. 3 days before Christmas, I had a twin brother. And there was four of us left in the house. And I went to church to the funeral. And I'll never forget this. The preacher said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That God needed him more than we did. And I said, how could God need my daddy more than I did when I'm 14?
Amen.
Amen. And I didn't want no part of that God at 14 years old. Amen. So my twin brother and I, we call ourselves running away from home. Went across the street for a day until we got hungry. And we begged mama, could we come back home, you know? But we rebelled and we did our thing. We were out there and I was hurting and didn't know it. Did everything to suppress the pain. I know some of you have been there. But one day, my mother, she never stopped praying for us.
Amen.
You know, you hear the people say, I had a praying grandmother. I had a praying mama. And one day, I got saved. One day, the Lord touched my heart. And I was laying on the sofa one night after reading. And I said, Lord, I can't understand. It's getting me confused. And one night, I was laying on the sofa asleep, and the Lord touched me. It was like, have you seen the vision on TV when electricity hits somebody and they start going through their bodies? Well, I was laying on the sofa, and this sensation came through me, started, and went down to my toes, and I woke up just praising God and praying in the Spirit in the tongues. And then when I started reading the Bible, though, it started to jumping off the page. God was talking to me through His Word.
Amen.
I began to understand, amen, that God loves me. God loves me so much. If I was the only person on earth, Jesus would have died for me. That's love.
Amen.
That's love. Amen. So I needed God to start changing the way I look at life, changing the way I look at people. Amen. I needed, see, once I understood this love coming down to me, I could really give the love out to others. Because I'm so grateful He loves me so much. Amen. And I want everybody that I know to experience this love. This is not an earthly love. This is a love that God gives. Amen. I know one scripture in Isaiah. It really blows my mind. It said it pleased God to bruise His Son on the cross to save us. It pleased Him because we were created for His glory. And we forget that sometimes. We think we were created to have more TVs, more cars, bigger homes, and all of that's fine. But we need to be ministers of reconciliation. We need to get the word out that God loves you. There are people that are hurting out here. Amen. Before I got saved, I went to AA. And you know, when I went there, they said, I know one of the steps was that this place cannot keep you from relapsing. Only God can. So the natural thing for me was to find God. They didn't see it like I saw it. I said, well, if this isn't going to keep me sober and God can, I need to find God. Amen. And that's when I got saved. But God loves us so much. Let me finish this. I don't want to rush it. I want this to sink in. That we need to let people know God loves you. This is not just some fairy tale thing. Amen. The brother said that God is not slack, or He's patient with us. He's not slack in His return that none should perish. God doesn't want any to perish. He gave His Son up. Amen. It was His plan before time. He knew man would fail. Amen. He's God. It says here, verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Listen to this. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God was in, He was literally in Christ. Amen. Not even committing their trespasses unto them. Too many people preach too much on sin for my taste. Amen. They need to preach on God's love. It says the love of God is what draws a man into repentance. Not the fear of God. Amen. Too much hell and brimstone around here. Preach God's love. That's what got me. My nephew kept begging, come on, go to church with me. Come on. Man, look, I'm done with church. So just to satisfy him, I went to church, and the preacher was preaching on how much God loves you. And he changed my life forever. Amen. If he was preaching on hell and brimstone, I probably would have got up and walked up because I ain't heard enough of them songs. I already knew I was going to hell and had a first class ticket. So I didn't need you to tell me. Amen. Well, I need to hear that again, boy. Amen. But when he said, God loves you the way you are, boy, my ears perked up. I needed to hear that. Amen. Because I didn't think God loved me. He took my daddy. Amen. It says, now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador for the United States, he goes to, say, to England. He doesn't go to England to represent himself, does he? He goes to represent the United States. So as long as we're here on this earth, we are to represent our Lord and Savior. We are His ambassadors. Amen. See, too many times we want to do our own thing. And that's fine, because we still have this old flesh. Amen. And the flesh will do what it wanted to, as long as you let it do it. Well, I should run down the street naked if you let it. Amen. We have to put constraints on the controls. Amen. And it says that we are ambassadors. I love that. For Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him, and this is the kicker here, God has made him Christ. He has made Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Isn't that a love story? There is no better love story than the story of Jesus Christ. Amen. God made Christ sin. I was watching this one minister on TV, and he did this illustration. He made this like mini movie, and he wanted people to see what happened really at the cross. So he had Jesus on this cross, and the wind was blowing, and things were happening. And then he had these clouds, and he had words in them like, disease, whoom, went into Jesus' body. Sickness, whoom, went into his body. Sin, whoom, went into his body. This is what happened at the cross. Not just one man's sin. The sin of the whole world. From Adam to whenever Christ comes back.
Amen.
Was on Jesus. Not just sin, sickness, disease, poverty. That brother said that they laid hands on. Jesus said, hey, the works that I do, you shall do also. You shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. Do you not lay hand on my hip every day? I'm trusting God for healing. Maybe he'll heal me through a doctor. I don't know. But until that happens, I say, thank you, Jesus, for my healing. He took this at the cross.
Amen.
But see, it's faith that brings it into operation. Amen. But Jesus, at the cross, took it all. He was made sin. A body was prepared for him for this very purpose. And then God raised him. He went to hell on our behalf. 3 days. Took back the keys of death from Satan. Amen. God raised him from the dead. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father, ministering on our behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what? When he was on, we receive him. He takes our sin, the penalty for sin. He took it and gave us his righteousness. See, I'm not righteous for what I do. I can't do enough to save myself. But I'm righteous because of what he did.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
See, I don't go before God and Kim. I go before God and my Savior. I'm clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to know that. I don't go to God and say, oh Lord, I read 3 verses today. I prayed for 3 hours. And God said, well, why didn't you pray for 40?
Amen.
Amen. See, we can't do enough. We can't do enough. So I have to go to God and say, Lord, thank you that I'm in Christ. I thank you that you see me in Christ. You see me as a finished product.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why I love him so much.
Amen.
Because I can do, my mind can still think some crazy things. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. It's under the blood. Then do I go out and live any kind of way? No. Because I love him. I don't want to live for me. I want to live for him. Because he has brought me back into favor with God. God is not mad at me. Look at this in the Amplified. He says, verse 18. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to Himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with Himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with Him. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with Himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them. Hallelujah. And committing to us the message of reconciliation, of restoration to favor. Hallelujah. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making His appeal as it were through us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for His sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. See, that's what we should be saying to people. Lay hold of this favor. Be reconciled to God. Be brought back, restored. Hallelujah. It says, for our sakes He made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through Him we might become endued with, viewed as being in, and examples of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and accepted and in right relationship with Him by His goodness. I love the Lord. I might not always do things right. I might not always say the right things. Amen. Jesus said men ought to love their wife like Christ loved the church. How many men love their wife like Christ loved the church and died for it? We might be better than we used to be. Amen. And the Bible says to know to do something and don't do it is sin. So people always want to look at the big ten. But what about the sin that you don't love your wife right? Or wife, you're not submitting to your husband? Amen. What about the sin of that bad thought you thought about the neighbor walking down the street? See, that's why we got to stop judging people in the flesh. Amen. I like to see it like this. When you drive down Montgomery Village Avenue, you might see a lot of homes. White, black, blue, green, red. But that doesn't represent who's living in that home. You can't judge who's living in that home by the color of that house or the size of it. Amen? And that's what the body is. The body is just our earth suit. It houses our spirit and soul. And that's what physical death is. When the soul and spirit leaves the body. Amen? And it's going somewhere. The spirit never dies. So, where will yours go? I know where mine's going. Amen. But I just want to give you a taste of His love that God has for us. And that we should be spreading it. When I first got saved, one of the first things God directed me to do is to get my family saved. I have 6 kids. And my main goal in life was all my kids to be saved. And I found the scripture in Psalms that said, your seed is blessed down through the generation. And I stood on it. Because you know, a lot of people want to save the world and their own sister going to hell. Amen? I have a daughter that grew up in Norway. It's a long story. I don't ask a question about it. Don't even ask. But I pray to God. My greatest desire is all of my children saved. All of them that was in America got saved. And you know, God brought that girl from Norway and went to a prayer meeting with me and said, Dad, I want to get saved. I said, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He is awesome. He's excellent. He loves you. I can't emphasize that enough. You know what? I don't care what you do. I'm not promoting sin. But we make mistakes. We do crazy things. We have a flesh. And we have to renew our minds. The Bible said we have to renew our minds to the Word of God. How do I know I have a spirit? By the Word of God. I have to look at the Word. I know I have a body because I can touch it and feel it. I know I have a soul. Because if you call me ugly, I'm going to get mad. You can touch my soul. Amen. But how do I know a spirit? I have a spirit. I can't feel it. I can't touch it. The only way I know, because God said so. I have to look in the Word. Yeah, I'm more than a conqueror. Okay, thank you, Lord. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. See, he's talking to my spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And then Romans said we renew our mind. Start thinking like God thinks, like God sees it. Because he says we know in part right now. And see, he gave us the earn of our Ephesians 4 said that we have to earn this expectation of the spirit. See, the spirit is just the down payment. So that God is brilliant. God can't look at sin. He can't deal with sin. So he said, you know what? I'm going to make your spirit right. Then I can talk to you. You can talk to me. And still, you don't have to deal with this sinful body. Or this sinful soul. Amen. So but when we all go up, we're going to be transformed. We're going to get our heavenly bodies. Our soul will be completely renewed to our spirit. Hallelujah. But right now, we have to trust in this word. And we have to trust in one another that we love each other and help each other and tell other people that are hurting. You don't have to stay in that condition anymore. You have a God that loves you. You have a God that already paid the price for your salvation. That's what we need to tell the world. Stop telling them all of this crazy stuff and pushing them away. Always start with the love of God.
Amen.
You can't lose. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.